Podcast in the DMV. I'm your host, your late night supervisor, Dope Dilla Extraordinaire, DC's own, Rab, B.I.D. Jones. That's right for your internet fools. To the left and right of me, as usual, my podcast partners, OnlyFans J and Radical Rail. This is T. 3P. Man, real, at this point in time, everybody is clear and well aware that I love the black ladies. I'm lucky to be alive, happy, healthy, and free for me. Let's not forget about those Tubmans, bud. I need to build for the Tubmans ASAP. You know what I'm saying? I know real, don't come up.
No.
Talk to me, talk to us, the third perspective. What's going on, player? What's going on, Jay?
Everything cool. I'm going to just put to you like this. Life is like a big
box of chocolates.
A big thing of Kool-Aid when you dump all the sugar in there and just settle in the bottom. You know what I'm saying?
That's what life like?
Yeah. But you have to mix it up to make it sweet.
Yeah, now. You know?
Throw some ice in there.
You got the right flavors too, though, bro.
Yeah. I don't like the cherry, though.
Yeah, nah. You don't like cherry Kool-Aid?
I don't like the cherry or the grape.
That's oh, man, you tripping with the grape, bro. You tripping.
Yeah, you don't know grape, though.
You got to know how to mix these things up, too. You put some motherfucking lemonade in all those joints, for real.
Yeah, lemon. And
lemon grape. Lemon, yeah.
Yeah, mix it up. Half and half.
Hey, this is a black thing, everybody.
It's a black thing.
This is Kool-Aid. This is Kool-Aid talk.
Kool-Aid and fry some fries.
Yeah. Oh, wait, what happened?
Fries with that Kool-Aid. There you go. That's that hood shit right there. You don't know about that, though.
See, the hood shit. Kool-Aid, I ain't like the Kool-Aid when they start mixing, like, different flavors in one pack.
Yeah.
I ain't like that. I need my shit to be orange, green. You know what I'm saying? Lime. I mean, let me mix it. You know what I'm saying?
You mix it. You mixologist. Yeah.
Let me be the mixer. You know what I'm saying?
You know
how that sugar. With that strawberry.
You know how you put that sugar in there and sell it in the bottom like that.
Oh, no, see, I don't know what to do with that. One thing Grandma told you is stir while you pour. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
You stir it right, you're putting that sugar in there. You know what I'm saying? Some people put way too much sugar in it regardless.
Basically.
It should be sweet as mother. Candy bar.
Anytime you pouring that shit straight into there, you don't need that much sugar, Count. You don't need that much sugar.
Kool-Aid though, bro.
Yeah.
Got to be sweet.
And you gotta use a leftover jug. That's the best move. Fuck that Stern. Leftover jug.
You gotta have that leftover jug and just shake that jump.
Yeah. So all you gotta do is shake that jump.
Shake that thing.
You good. All that trying to stir in the pitcher and all that. Nah, you trying to like the commercial. Kool-Aid smile. That don't work.
Yeah, my thing is take 10 minutes. Yeah, you right. Stir that thing up, upside down, that gallon joint. You good to go.
You really
good
to go. Perfect. And let it settle for a little bit. If it's just some shit floating up to the top, shake it again and let it sit there for a second. You should be good after that.
Yes, it be.
Yes.
Sweet tea, too.
You know?
All that shit, yeah.
You know? Y'all know about that tea, though.
Man, stop on
that. The cool. tea? Oh, yeah, the Lipton's tea.
Yeah, y'all know about that, though.
Oh, I love that Lipton's.
Nah.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. It gotta be lipped.
No, you don't put too much sugar in that thing. You
know what I'm saying? Yeah, some of them come pre-made with the sugar already.
I don't like those.
You gotta throw four in
it. And, some of them come with the lemon in it too.
That's the Jones, the little container like that. I don't like that shit. Yeah, you don't fuck with that shit.
You gotta step away from that. Let me stir it up, mix it. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying?
Lemonade mixed with everything. Orange mixed with a lot of shit. You know what I'm saying?
Nah.
Grape too.
Nah.
I wasn't a grape fan. I was never too much of a grape fan. Or a cherry.
Grape Kool-Aid?
Yeah, you can need the strong flavor ones so you don't have to add that much sugar to it. Yeah, okay. You get them light flavor ones. Them the ones you got all the sugar to. You like, man, I don't taste strawberry, man. This shit ain't tasting right, bro. What's up,
man?
Yeah,
that's a light. That's
well,
a
you
light.
Got a grape, John. Grape, you don't, you get that on sugar. Oh, it's grape right here.
Yeah, grape tea is great.
Yeah, orange tea,
everything
yeah.
is great. Yeah,
you know, sometimes tropical punch, but tropical punch be faking sometimes too. Yeah,
I'm surprised a man don't like grape Kool-Aid, bro.
Yeah. Now we don't like fried chicken and watermelon either, huh?
Oh no, I like fried chicken. Crab legs.
Yeah, you like that watermelon and fried chicken.
I grew up on spam, fried spam sandwiches.
You know about no spam, dog. You ain't about no spam.
You ate that shit?
Yeah, you ate that spam.
I didn't like that shit, man.
I was a kid, yeah, growing up.
Sing the song, Jake.
With the spam? Oh, I forgot.
So you ate spam?
Yeah, I did. My mother loved spam.
I remember that shit, but I didn't like it.
No, I didn't like it, but I ate it. You know, sometimes you had to eat that spam sandwich. You really couldn't fight on it, you know.
Spam sandwich,
you know.
But see, how things used to be then and now, like they used to have all that. That shit used to be loaded with salt.
Yeah, we didn't know that at the time.
Yeah, that shit was loaded sodium.
Yeah,
it was.
That's like when we was working at Smithfield, and we had that Gatorade. One day I looked at the package and saw all that damn sodium and Gatorade. I was like, God damn.
Well, I'm just saying that my man Country's made that nigga put a ton of sugar in that motherfucker.
Yeah.
I said, that watch my diet, bro. That's enough. Nah, that's sweet enough. I was like, oh, shit, you tripping now, bro.
Yeah,
he said, put a whole bag of sugar in that motherfucker. I was like,
yeah, he used to make that shit like
sweet like a motherfucker. You ain't got no reward.
That nigga was pressed to make that motherfucker Gatorade, too.
Yeah, that motherfucker used to make that shit a diabetes. That's what he called.
I was like, huh,
diabetes. Aid.
Yeah, so have a cup of water in that joint. That throw one little jig. That's it. All you need one drop in there.
Yeah, he'd be pressing from back there trying to fix that shit.
First thing,
it was Gatorade. First of all, are you doing too much?
When he was making that shit, he was making that shit like it was Kool-Aid though.
He was.
Yeah, Gatorade ain't sweet.
So he used to make that shit. Then he coming in, I was like, yeah, Country made this shit.
Basically.
He ain't got to say that. He said,
Country made that shit.
He made that shit. That motherfucker, it wasn't called Gatorade no more. It's called Diabetes.
After a while, he ain't even want nobody to make it but him.
Yeah, basically, you know what he make it? Oh, he throw it right out. I was like, man, we just made that. He dumped that. Nah. Go dump that shit out, make that shit again.
Hell yeah.
Nah, you good.
Yeah, that motherfucker used to put all that sugar in there, boy.
That's what's up.
Hell yeah. Mm. How was your Thanksgiving? I think Jay wasn't here, though. Right?
Yeah.
What you doing in Thanksgiving, bro?
I relaxed. I took that one day. like every day I'm running 24/7.
That's what's up.
I just sat home and said, fuck that shit.
Nah, can't do that.
But what I did do was, folks, they brought plates to me.
Yeah.
So I was like, well, okay, bring me another plates, and I'll be good.
ASAP.
I'll be home. You want to drop a plate off, drop it off where I'm at. I ain't going no motherfucking way. I was tired as shit. I did all that running around in that morning too, to the stores and shit, and you know briefly because you know it was open for like 6 hours and then it closed.
Yeah, I slept too the whole time. Got me some rest like a motherfucker.
There was a lot going on
in my house though, so I just went to my, you know what I'm saying, my spot.
Damn. Went to the man cave and just crashed. Right?
You know what I'm saying.
That's what I did. Went to the man cave and crashed. That was it.
That's right.
Yeah. I was watching games all day.
Sweet.
I was getting drunk, fighting. You know?
Yeah, you was relaxed.
Good shit.
You know, that's what you do. That's what a man do. You watch the game. You know, you strike one.
Exactly, yeah. Y'all girls fight around y'all?
Sometimes.
Sure,
I actually don't. I was like, yo, I can literally smell this shit. It ain't come from me. I mean, I don't give a fuck. You been around, we know each other 11 years. I mean, come on, man. Shit, I know you do it. Don't care.
Oh, my God.
I should annoy you. I'm like, you could be you, young.
Be honest with you. I don't think they should let them joints rip.
Why not? You don't want to get up, go to the bathroom, let it rip.
Because, man, yeah.
You got to do that, too, then.
I think girls... You think so?
Yeah, that's what she told me. She's like, I gotta get up and go to the bathroom and that one. I'm not doing that, man. Oh, why you? I look like getting out of my nice warm bed to go in the bathroom and let that joint. And she be serious about it. Like, ready to go to blow your ass shit. I'm like, yo, this gas, man. Shut up. She be serious with it. I was like, yo, what are you mad about, yo?
I don't think them girls. I don't know. I just think girls. I don't know. Once you start being in a relationship, girls gotta keep that aware that stuff like that, you know what I'm saying? It's like,
it's gonna happen.
Nah, because even when they do it themselves, they gotta be conscious of the fact that that's like for example, when you go to your job and that bitch that's bad as shit at your job, she not fighting and shit, you know what I'm saying? She's not fighting. No, but you're not there with that. You know what I'm saying? You see the good parts of this, nah. You know what I'm saying? The nice dress, the smell good, you know what I'm saying? You're not seeing the fighting part. You know what I'm saying? You're not seeing the shitting on the toilet.
Yeah.
You're not seeing it waking up with no hair done and all that shit. You're not seeing that part of these bitches in the back. You feel me?
That's what's up.
So at least women should keep track of not busting your ass in front of them. Just eliminate that. You know what I'm saying? You can do everything. You wake up without your wig and all that shit. That's cool. But the fighting and shit, I don't know, bro.
Yeah.
Too much of that, man. I don't know.
Strike once and poof.
Yeah, it won't too much of the bitch just blowing her ass over there.
I just, like a few years, you'll see a girl and every time
you ain't gonna fuck her, is you? You gonna eat that asshole?
No, I don't eat ass.
You know, ain't gonna eat the pussy no more. She get the fighting all over the place. You're like, man, that's okay. I'm just gonna fuck
you. I've said on numerous podcasts.
I'm just gonna fuck you tonight.
I ain't like rabbit OnlyFans. Yeah. I don't eat the groceries, bro.
That's your girl, though.
Nah, I don't go nose deep in nothing like that, though.
Wait. See, we had this thing with Monica. You weren't there.
Yeah, he wasn't there.
No, you weren't there. But my man like it freaky, though.
About eating pussy?
Yeah, he like it freaky.
Who like it freaky?
That's what you said.
Who like it freaky?
You said we like it freaky.
Freaky like how?
That's what I'm saying.
What boundary did you cross?
That's what I was asking that day.
Nah, they were talking about swinging and shit. And they said,
sweet.
He said that's a line he never crossed. I said, if your girl been with you over two decades and she was like, you know, she want to be double penetrated, you should be all right with that. Because you know what I'm saying? She want to be slayed up. She want to be slayed up. Him and Monica was against that. They ain't want to be slayed down. So, you know, I was like, damn, if your girl coming with enough to fuck with you and say, hey, look. It's been 20 years.
It's on the fence with that because it's like whoever float, whoever boat, and if you in it to get it, I mean, in it to get it.
Mm-hmm. That's
if you in it, if you partners in crime, like if y'all, you know, like fingers crossed, like if y'all like tight like that, then and y'all agree to do that. But some people, you have to remember that it comes with a cost in some cases. Like if it was, if the shorty is more interested, then what happens is the guy usually pursued the interest behind the girl, behind the girl back.
That was real was saying that, you know, that somebody might like it better or some shit. Like
so that's always like, open.
You always with your joint, that black cat. You always with your joint 24/7. So you like, okay, I've been down with this pussy for about 14, 15 years. Now the joint that we had the other day, I'm gonna strike that joint. You know.
That's not gonna work, cuz.
Yeah, it's not gonna work because once your girl find out or if something go down, you know, she might put that hammer to your head.
ASAP.
I mean, it depends on your people. You like you said, it just depends on y'all, you know. Some people cool with that. I mean, we've been with a chick over 25 years. Odds are, y'all ain't did everything y'all was going to ever do. And if she ain't doing shit you want to do after 25 years, chances are, you ain't getting her to do that shit now.
Oh.
And so, that's on y'all to work that out. And then she might want to be slid out. You never know. She might want three holes, you know? Nigga in her ass, nigga in her vagina, nigga in her mouth, all at the same time. And maybe she ain't have a whole phase. She won't have a whole phase now. You never know, dog. It happens, bro. People have midlife crisis and don't know what to do. But you got to be comfortable with that, you know? Because once y'all go down that path, ain't no coming back from that shit. But like I was just saying, that's like I had a limit. And there's a lot of shit the world just ain't going to do. I don't eat ass. I don't get what y'all say. eating the what shit come out of, it will never happen. So if she want that done, she going to have to go outside the world to get it from nobody. Just let me know so I won't be around. I don't want to see it done, you know? I take your word for it.
You over there. Yeah, I don't do the.
I'm not eating no ass, bro.
I don't eat the Tootsie Roll hoe.
No, I can't, dog. The fact that no shit comes out of there, ain't nothing in the world you can do is going to make that clean enough for me to eat it. Not get it. It's a pleasure spot and all that. Not get that shit. And somebody told me you ain't eating booty right if you ain't slipped up and ate some ass. And I looked at that person like, you just don't know what you're doing. Nah, I told him he didn't know what he was doing. He talking about you ain't eating it right if you don't slip up and eat some ass. It's like, dang, you in that joint that deep? Yeah, anyways, but that's only fans territory right there. You know what I'm saying? Hit your man up, you know what I'm saying? He got y'all.
I know, right?
For real, ain't doing that right
there. I don't know nothing about that.
Hell, I don't want to suck a chick toes. I ain't doing that either. You know what your feet go through? I don't care how pretty you try to make them. I ain't your feet. What the fuck I look like? I ain't got no foot fetish. Huh? I be saying some weird shit. Niggas be getting jerked off with bitch feet. And I'm like, who gets off on that? But hey, to it, I'm like, oh, I'm good. Feet be having calluses. I don't care how pretty you make them. I don't care if you go to see mama saw every week.
They said
it
be having calluses.
Feet normally has fungus on it. So I'm not putting fungus in my mouth, dog.
You be licking the feet. And then next thing you know, you about
you know?
You just spit the shit out of your mouth.
Anyways.
Like you be over there shopping in your teeth on the calluses and shit.
No, I ain't doing all that.
That's funny.
Nigga told me, he was like, yeah, if she got bad feet, then that means she don't keep her pussy clean. How that even make sense?
Huh?
So we all watch Boomerang, and old head be always saying that. All you do with her chick feet, if her feet busted, that means her vagina dirty. I was like, how do they even correlate?
I don't know.
Because feet, like, if you're a nurse or something, and you're on your feet all day, them joints going to be busted. I don't care how much mama saw hit them feet. Ain't no way you can stay on top of them joints.
You're going to have to get one of them sanders from Home Depot to go take care of that.
I'm like, if your chick working, and she ain't healed all the time, man, them joints got little knots and shit on it. There ain't no way. Y'all like foot fetishes, that's all. I don't judge. I mean, hey, do you? You know, it's your one world out here. You know what I'm saying? It's weird shit happening out there. You know?
Yeah.
You know they got a whole little cult with motherfuckers who do the flesh dolls. The flesh doll. So they consider it like their wife. Somebody put me on. Somebody show me shit at work. There's a whole little set of people who the flesh doll is their like wife or their husband. And then they have fake plastic babies and shit. And so that's their child. I'm serious, it's a heart attack, young. Somebody put me on. I'm like, man, this shit can't be real. I'm like, I thought they were just like role playing and shit like that. But nah, people take that shit serious. They're all of the caucuses, but still. So it just it dawned on me. I'm like, so they just tripping now. How far is too far, bro? I mean, we used to laugh when Bud had a little plastic dog on his bed and was treated like his whole girlfriend and shit. But now, people's really out here doing that shit, bro. Yeah, they is. And I get a lot of people saying, well, they ain't hurt nobody. I'd rather them do that. I was like, but that, isn't that kind of like a mental illness or something? I don't know, man. Society just getting weirder and weirder, bro. The shit you do fine. I'm telling you, man, stay off the internet, man. Internet and TikTok. TikTok, hey, you going down a dark path, dog.
TikTok
is something brutal, man. You know,
TikTok fuck you up.
You watch too much shit.
I get stuck on the bitches so fat on them joints, bro. Mm-hmm. I be stuck on TikTok. I don't go on it no more. It's just the shit's too much for me. I can't take it. I start leaving DMs and shit. I can't do it, bro.
Can't do it, bro.
Them bitches be fat as shit on TikTok, bro. This is my thing. To get us to my fact, what we about to get into. Like my thing is like. All right, they don't get tired doing the same little thing every day.
Nah.
This little dance shit on TikTok thing.
Nah.
You don't get tired. They don't get tired of that shit.
You do it one time and keep recirculating.
They just keep doing the same dances every day and shit.
To new dance. It's
like, come the fuck on, bro.
To a new thing come out.
To new dance come out.
Like for instance, the A Bay Bay dance. Y'all seen that? When they're going up the stairs and shit.
Okay, yeah,
they sliding, sliding their feet around and shit.
That's funny.
They went from that to other shit.
That's funny.
Yeah, it was funny.
That's funny.
When they be doing that faking, like, they walking, like, almost like moonwalking.
Moonwalking, yeah. But you in your socks.
Yeah,
ain't going up. You sliding your feet over some mopping glove and shit. And you going up the stairs or you going on the floor and shit. Yeah, that's how they went from there to other shit. Then I remember they had the Ty Dolla Sign joint with the Wiz Khalifa joint when they had the people line up and they did
my thing
clap
is,
and shit, you know, the shimmy clap shit.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. But my thing is the problem is with the internet, right? Because like, you got people, like, jumping in front of people that don't know what's going on, and they recording shit, you know what I'm saying? It's like, that's damn material for their YouTube channel. Like, for example, I seen a motherfuckers the other day on a YouTube joint, where a dude just jumping out in front of people, and then start dancing. Like, what the fuck? You can fucking get your teeth knocked out, you know? Nobody dancing and YouTubing and all that shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think people that do YouTube understand. We don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? I don't care about that shit. Like, don't involve me with your YouTube shit.
Yeah, I need a real.
Like,
real.
If you ain't got no time to just do some YouTube by your damn self.
Nah, it don't work like that.
Then that's a problem, bro.
Yeah.
If you got to include me and I'm shopping in the grocery store.
Yeah.
And you come with some videos and cameras and shit.
Yeah.
And start doing some wild shit. Like, bro.
Hey, there's some big melons right there.
Why I'm going to need my money off your video too, bro. Like, bro, like, I don't get it. Like, for example, I don't know if y'all seen the Boosie Badass joint with, it's a motherfucker named White Dolomite. Where it's a white dude, he go around and just be, all right, some joints, he act like he a racist country dude, right? And we call him black dudes boy and shit.
Like he's fucked up.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, you know what? They had a.
That's what I'm saying. It's gonna get you fucked up. You know, before anybody can laugh at your thing you got going on. You know what I'm saying,
boy?
Hey, you know what? This is guy. His name Eric Schaefer. He got this joint called The Amazing Races. Mm-hmm. So he do different shit. So it's a couple of jokes he did. Why this motherfucker had a pickup truck, right? Picking up the Spanish people from Home Depot.
That's fucked up.
Tell him he's making a debt. He driving, fucking with him, swerving side to side, hitting speed bumps and shit.
Yeah.
This motherfucker takes him to the immigration plant. He blows his whistle. Hey, got a couple of them in the truck.
A YouTuber.
Yeah.
See what I mean?
Yeah, I got a couple of Spanish people in the truck.
They don't fuck around with
me. Hey, one of them threw a brick at his ass.
That's what I just said.
These YouTubers, man, they going to get themselves hurt, bro. Because, like, for example, like, when YouTube, they want you to put videos up and shit, they're expecting you to do it with your time, right? But once you start involving people that don't know what the fuck going on, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you going to get your ass
killed.
It's like,
what are you doing? Cause you know what I'm saying?
Because the same guy, right? He had an episode on there, right? This dude went to the hood with the KKK shit on. The first stop he went to was the dry cleaners. So he gives he had the jump folded up so he couldn't see what really was it. So I need to get this robe clean. Oh, no, he went to the grocery store first. And he had the big cross. He said, it's hotter than hell outside. He said he had the big cross and the dude kicked him out of the store. He's like, nah, you can't come in here with that shit. Mm. But then when he went to the dry cleaners, he got cussed out. And the homeless dude threw a brick in his window. I was like, see, these motherfuckers with the bricks, you know what I'm saying? He's gonna get his ass fucked up out here. So he up in the dry cleaners with the robe, with the KKK robe on, talking about, I need to get this dry clean. The dude was stupid, and he almost got his ass whooped 5 times for 5 different motherfuckers over there in the hood.
Yeah,
you can't play with them with that shit.
I mean, if you're gonna do something, you gotta announce it before you start doing it,
because motherfuckers go fuck you.
Yeah, so motherfuckers will know. Like, if you even feeling in the hood or in a bad neighborhood, they're gonna be like, "What the fuck is you doing?" That's gonna want to know right there, and that's gonna bring the unwanted people you don't want around you over there. Mm-hmm. If you got some special equipment, you might don't have that no more.
At all.
All your life.
Yeah, that too.
Somebody go pull that thing out on you, and that'll be it.
Yeah, but
they don't even want to be recorded in the first place.
I know why they do it. They're going for the thrills and the artistic, you know what I'm saying? You want to be authentic. You go down there fainting and all that, but you just, I wouldn't do that personally. But I get it. You young, you think you run the world doing some dumb ass shit like that. There's better ways to make content. You know?
That's what I'm saying. So you got motherfucking Boosie Badass, right?
The man.
Everybody know who that is.
Yeah.
So, he had a looking like too at a cookout.
But he was in the motherfucking grocery store with his kids and shit. And then it's a YouTuber. But his name is White Dolomite, right? Now,
White Dolomite.
Yeah. First of all, you fucking up. You say Dolomite.
You fucked up.
Yeah, you fucking up right there.
Like we did. His name is White Dolomite.
Because that right there got to be. Yeah, that right there is in the safe, in the vault. You can't bring Dolomite.
Yeah,
like,
I was
God
to say,
damn.
You
done fucked up there. That's the 70s.
That's true.
I don't even know who he is, either, too. My youngins.
You're mad Rudy Ray Moore.
Who?
Niggas didn't know who Dolomite was.
When they had the little remake joint.
You're talking about the Dolomite himself.
Yeah, the real Dolomite. They saw the movie, and they was like, this is a real problem. Like, he ain't watched the old movies. But I guess they're only 24, 25. They don't know. They ain't even know what Trick Daddy was. I was like, y'all ain't know Trick. I was like, okay. Y'all understand nothing besides them being a young boy and Kodak Black then, huh? Right. Like, that's hitting on you.
I got main issues with YouTubers and all these people that fucking
does basically shit, internet fools.
Internet fools, yeah, exactly.
Get you paid though.
Dolomite, White Dolomite is a definite white internet fool. Now, he catch motherfucking Boosie Badass, right? In the grocery store. I'm about to play some of this shit. Real quick. Now, I think he went with his kids and family or something, right?
That's not good.
Boozy will fuck him up.
Well, I say kids and family bring on nigga out.
Boy, I say hand it to me now. Boy,
hey,
who
you talking to like that?
Boozy, I'm a real badass. Hand it to me now, boy.
You ain't talking to me like that, nigga. Man, I will beat your motherfucking ass, nigga. In this
boy.
Wait. Don't talk to him like that.
Boy, you playing on you?
You hear that mac cheese, boy? Oh, no. Boy, I said Harrison and Nap. Boy.
Who you talking to like that?
Bushy. I'm the real badass. Hand it to me now, boy. I'm the real badass. Hand it to me now, boy.
Hey, man, name it right in. Like, fuck it. See, again.
He already had his hands balled up.
He said, you playing or what? Blameless, I ain't gonna give him a chance to answer that.
Exactly. But again, that YouTube shit going too far, bro.
Yeah, I mean, I think it was all a little bit staged. I don't know,
but. Yeah, but if it's you, he said, "Hey, give me that, boy." Your first reaction was like, "Oh, what the fuck?"
Yeah,
are you serious, bro?
You know what I'm saying? If you white and you tell
would a white person react the same way though?
No. Yeah, they worse. It was like
because a boy.
Nah,
it gives a black person a different feel when he say boy.
Nah, he did that to get a rise out of him.
Hell yeah!
That's why he got him roused in his face.
Yeah, if I'm saying that, my father was, me and my father was in the joint, right? Mm-hmm. Somebody come and say, hand me that boy. I probably would deal with him. I was like, who the fuck are you talking to? First of all, bro. You know what I'm saying?
He said, I'm the real bad.
He said, yeah, I'm get that, boy. He said it again. So he asked for a punch in the side of his head. For real, bro.
If it was me, I don't know what owl it was. If it was a can owl, he'd get one in his face.
ASAP, bro.
He'd get a motherfucking can, a ravioli can up his ass.
But if you black, how long would it take for you to realize? Hold on.
You know what I'm saying?
I guess he didn't expect to hear. He saw the shot. He's like, what? I don't know, man. Family don't care, though. They got to protect him because he got strikes. He can't be hitting people. They can take that.
Oh, it was in the glass sound too. They had a bottle of hot sauce right there in the cut.
You had a mac and cheese.
He just walks up and say, having that mac and cheese.
Well, I said, hand it to me now.
Nah, first of all, you gotta be surrounded by yourself. You gonna see a motherfucker with a camera behind you.
I'm the real badass. Hand it to me now, boy.
One of them would have saw the camera.
Man, I'm
just saying, in general, the cameraman is literally walking up. So y'all would have to see it. Yeah, y'all would have to see it.
This could be somebody that's just recording Boosie. You know what I'm saying? Once he see Boosie,
yeah. Me, boy.
But you're not thinking about it because you were around this white boy. You know what I'm saying?
And Boosie is blacker than the
I'm
black.
I'm a real badass. Hand it to me now, boy.
You know they call him a boy?
Man, I'm going to beat your motherfucking ass.
And then it's funny because everybody say, I'm going to beat your
motherfucking
ass.
Yeah, at the same
ass.
Time.
Everybody say it at the same time.
Like, man, who are you talking to?
Who the fuck are you talking to?
Bruce was stuck, like, he was just stuck there looking. But everybody else was like, motherfucker, who are you talking to, bro? What are you doing? Nah, I'm talking to him. Get that, boy. Like, huh?
The next thing, no, boom.
Yeah, I was about to say that. You asked for one of those, you know what I'm saying? Like, if this happened, right, to you, do you two would deserve the fact that after you smacked the shit out of him, he called the police. It's like, bro, he came into my life and started doing this bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, bro.
He had to get Boosie's permission to even use that. I don't think he could have used that without
him. After the fact?
Yeah.
So I heard about using it after the fact.
Yeah. So I'm about to say, Boosie can make that shit get taken down. Or get a piece of it.
But, like, white Dolomite type motherfucker, it's like, your material is not really talent. It's trying to put people that don't have... Like, what's the show back in the day? Way back in the day where they be catching people outside and shit. Candy Cam.
Oh, yeah.
Remember Candy that shit?
Old Pump.
Pump 2. The same shit. It's like they doing the same thing, though.
You Smile, know you on Candy Cam?
Smile, you on Candy Cam.
No, the other joint was funny. The Practical Jokers joint. That shit be funny as shit, though. They be in the store doing some random shit, fucking with people.
Oh, yeah.
And people be looking at them like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah. So I'm saying, if somebody is a YouTuber, and somebody's walking down the street with their kids, mind their business, and you just jump out and start doing some YouTube shit, right? Like, what is this person supposed to do?
still right in his jaw.
Exactly. So when you go to court for shit like this, is this assaulting murder? Do now the YouTuber would have a hand on you, an upper hand, saying he assaulted me now? Like, mm-mm. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that depends.
If he came up and said, I'm live recording, there you go. You might got to
say, I mean, you'd be like, bro, don't record me, man.
Yeah, there you go.
Then, especially you called me some boy.
He just walks up and talking about boy, him and that. Like,
but he was like, smart. Like, some of that shit can't be recorded. Like, yeah, some of that was smart. Hurt,
bro. Yeah, you would get a jar of fucking jar of mayonnaise smashed in your face.
Before you can say I'm a YouTuber.
Right. We up in the motherfucking tomato paste aisle. Hell, you about to get this glass up in your face. You know what I'm saying?
Sorry, that's the internet foods that we be speaking about right there. Like,
there's
no call
shit
for that right there. For you, it's a lot of people doing this now. Don't get me wrong.
I believe it.
That's using people that don't know what's hell going on in some YouTube video. You know what I'm saying? It's like, they need to bring up a law about that. Like, you can't come to me and put me in your video, bro. You gotta do some shit to yourself.
But usually, I'm not sure now. I know, like, when I was younger, they used to have Hits from the Streets. I know y'all remember that. So they had an episode on U Street where I used to live at, where your man had a gimp suit on, and he was waving the dildo in people's faces and shit.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord.
He had the motherfucker vibrating. He was fucking with people. Like, you know how, you remember how they used to say, talk to the mic? He had the vibrator telling people to talk to the mic. He had a little gimp suit on, the one little piece, little freaky suit on, talking about some, talk to the mic with a vibrator in his hand. The shit was so stupid.
Talk to the mic.
But when we were standing outside, we knew he was there, but when we were standing outside the store, right? It was a barbershop there. I was coming out of the barbershop, and he was right there. I was like, oh, shit, my man Hits. So the producers and everything was going around having people to sign a waiver. So if they film it on BET, your face can be shown. If not, then they'll blur it out. But usually when you do have if you do give permission for you to be recorded, they ain't going to blur you out for real, for real. This case, they might need to, you know, fall back on that, go back on that, you know, have people sign a waiver before they record your head, before you get popped in your jaw, or worse. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Shoot you or stab shit out you. There's enough violence out there. That'd be added on some other extra shit.
That's true.
You know?
Yeah. Protect yourself at all times, people. Protect yourself at all times.
And YouTubers, man, leave motherfuckers out of your bullshit, bro. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Leave a nigga out of that shit, bro.
Yeah, you don't want to get hurt.
Now, yeah, I don't know if y'all heard about Sinbad had a stroke, huh?
For real?
Yeah, he had a stroke 2 years ago.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, what happened?
Really fully recovered.
Yeah, and the stroke that he had, he got like a 30% chance of living.
Dang.
But they had the hospital pictures. He doesn't look too good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, strokes fuck you up. Yeah.
He didn't look too good.
Because you got to learn everything, especially if it's like in the
walking. Walking is his main thing that he got to learn to do.
Yeah, depending on where he had, because my grandmother had two of them jumps. First one, she was all right. She wasn't that bad. But that second jump, they had to put her in the home because of that jump, because it fucked her movement up.
Yeah, your mobility is...
Speech, too.
It's jam. Big time.
I didn't know he was 66 years old, though.
He relatively young. He wasn't that old.
So, yeah. He had a stroke 2 years ago that really left him on a ventilator and medical in a coma, really.
He was in ICU.
Yeah. So he just really started to come up out of it, but they started to show him how to walk and all that stuff right now. I didn't know he had a stroke back then, though. I didn't even know.
I didn't know
and that. My mom was thinking, what the hell, Sinbad? You know what I'm saying? You usually see him popping up on something.
I didn't know he had a stroke either, but they did. What happened was I did remember them pulling out a rumor out of the rabbit's hat again. You know how they be having these rumors that mm-hmm. he died. Okay. So mm-hmm. I was like, the fuck? I know he ain't died. But they never said he had a stroke either.
Yeah,
that's true.
It was like, nah, he ain't die. It's just, he alive, kicking this, that, X, Y, Z. And I'm like, okay, cool.
Yeah, I mean, I knew something happened to him because he was on a rail show, and then he had the stroke, and then they canceled rail show because that shit was corny as fuck, but yeah.
Rail show? What was
yeah,
that?
You know, Rail, the dude from, he had a comedy special.
Oh, Little Rail.
Yeah, he ain't all that funny, but he was on, somebody was his father on that show. So you said 2 years ago, that's when they canceled that show 2 years ago, and that's probably why, because somebody had the stroke, and somebody was probably the only funny one on there.
Damn.
I mean, Rail wasn't funny, but you know.
I mean, his real name is David Atkins, better known as Sinbad.
Yeah, I didn't name myself Sinbad too.
he had some HBO series too. Man, I think Coach Walter Oakes or some shit.
Yeah,
Sinbad been around for a minute.
Different World.
Sinbad been around for a minute.
Yeah, the Sinbad Show.
Yeah, the Sinbad Show.
First Kid movie.
Yeah, I remember
Good
that.
Burger.
He was in that too.
Yeah.
So. He did a lot of shit.
He was a host of Apollo.
Oh, yeah. He did that for a minute, too.
He was a host of Apollo. Like, you got four. You got around the 90s, it was like four people. It was him, Steve Harvey. Who else?
Toy. I think Joe Torre.
Yeah, Joe Torre.
Okay, Joe Torre. Yeah,
he did it for a little bit, too.
And it was another guy. He came out of middle of nowhere. Nobody knows who he was.
He was kind of fun.
Yeah.
Chicago, stop brushing your motherfucking hair.
Nah, she was like, there you go, brushing that whack ass fade.
Yeah. Everybody knows Sinbad was in the Air Force. He was a boom operator aboard this KC-135. Yeah, he was in 38 4th Air Refuge Wing at FO Base in Kansas. So he was in the Air Force in Kansas. He was based in Kansas. Right?
Oh shit! He was down. He down there with. I got a little brother that's down in there in Kansas.
Funny thing is, he was dismissed.
Kansas ain't for you, dog.
Dishonorable charges, though.
Damn, what do you do?
He was doing very misbehavior shit, including going AWOL, disappearing. Right?
Hey, sometimes you gotta go dig some shit down. You know,
AWOL will get you every time.
Yeah.
When you had that on your docket as a Marine or in the military or something?
Yeah, that's you done.
You done.
Yeah, you don't get no benefits or nothing. Your shit ain't smooth out.
Yeah.
And then it's hard for you to find a job after that, for off that shit, too.
Yeah, depending on petty. Yeah, I was saying. Yeah, depending on how petty people be. But yeah, that's one thing about the military. Being told what the motherfucking do. You gonna tell me I can't leave this joint? Don't give me a hot dog and some cheeks. I'll be back. I'm gonna make my post.
Some bubble yum and some cheeks.
You know? Nah, you gotta do that.
I mean, he left us when he was going AWOL. He left a statement saying he didn't make the Air Force basketball team. So that was really why he was just like, fuck it from this point on. You know what I'm saying? He's going AWOL.
How the fuck he make the Air Force? I was about to say that, bro.
You had to be.
This is like the 60s? This is the 60s or 70s?
What's wrong with you, bro? You had to be some shit.
Yeah.
Then he said, yeah, I would have kept going AWOL. My mother kept begging me to go back, but I told her, no, I'm not going back. I would just grow a beard, which they can't do. You know what I'm saying? I just grow a beard, and they won't recognize me no more. I go back to Georgia Tech and learn about computers. I just keep going AWOL if I go back. Like, what? But when they throw me out. So, in other words, he ain't going to be in the Air Force, bro.
Yeah, I was just telling my look, man, what can you just let me
be in
them
all,
but
bro.
You know, the older people back then, you have both sides of the fence. You have people that's like, oh, go join the military. You get the benefits, this, that, and the third, blah, 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 X, Y, Z. But then you got the other people that say, the black man does not belong in our army.
True.
You got that Lawrence Fishburne from Boys in the Hood people. They be like, the black man did not belong in the army.
That's right. anything.
I mean, that's because they just had you doing the skit work. I mean, they weren't letting you do shit. You know, you couldn't do that in exciting shit. So why would you join? And then you come home, you still treat you like a black man. So, you know.
Yeah,
the fact that I never said right when I learned in history class that the Nazi prisoners got to sit with the motherfucking white men who they was fighting. They still let the black people sit there and eat with them. I was like, so you trust me with a gun in my hand, and you treat me like this? You fucked up, bro.
I'm saying, when we get down to Jews and all that, you are white, though. You know what I'm saying? So you got more privilege than we ever had.
Yeah, I'm like, y'all fighting the Nazis, but y'all let the Nazis eat with y'all, chilling in the officer's bunk. Y'all ain't treating them like prisoners. Y'all gonna treat us who fighting with y'all? Nah, fuck that. I thought we were there. I never looked at it the same after that. I know it's different now. Everybody keeps saying that was back then, even though it ain't been but one generation ago. But I get it, you know what I'm saying? 60 years, right?
True.
Shit ain't changed for 60 years.
Well, your man be beating his girl up too, man. He on the run too, I think.
Yeah.
Look,
he let a woman beat him.
At first I thought he was a barricade to his place or something like that.
He got away.
He got away with
it. He wanted that. They still look for that.
He's stupid.
Man,
something wrong with him too.
We saw a video before, I think last year, where he was screaming at his baby mother or some shit. The police came and got him or some shit. But stupid.
Yeah,
motherfuckers did.
Over the summer, he was at Rolling Loud, right? He had his own set. They actually gave this man his own set, like to.
Not
to rap, but perform. Well, he's supposed to be rapping, but it's not rapping. It's kind of like entertaining. And people was calling him the Notorious CTE.
Notorious CTE, though.
Yeah, look like something wrong.
You know, the Notorious CTE. You know what I'm saying? Like Big Small, Notorious B.I.G. The Notorious CTE. Cerebral, what's the shit called when you get knocked in the head? But
yeah,
I think I'm with everybody else. When he took that hit from Vontaze Burfict, when he got flung, when his head flung onto the ground like that, I think his party was over. I think the normal party that was supposed to be in his head was over, and it got replaced with the funny part.
Yeah, what happened to Le'Veon Bell too? That crazy motherfucker too. That nigga.
He went boxing. he went boxing and got knocked out.
No, he did.
He knocked out Adrian Peterson out.
He did start boxing. Yeah.
I get Adrian Peterson boxing. That nigga all washed up.
Le'Veon Bell
said fuck football, huh? He wanted to be a rapper now. I don't even know. I was going to ask people what happened to that nigga, man.
Le'Veon Bell. Frank Gore is another one.
Frank Gore old too. So, I mean, when your career done. I get that.
They all switched to boxing. Which I can say, okay, you know, you're still an athlete, you know what I'm saying? But you, like, if you got somebody like T.O. who's playing basketball or shit, who still could jump and run at a high pace, I don't know. Because T.O., you know, T.O.'s in that other football league. And then he recently went to some college and smoked the shit out of some youngin.
Mm.
He was a cornerback.
I think it was Jackson State.
Oh, Deion invited him, right.
Yeah.
Deion invited him for one of his corners to check T.O., right?
Mm-hmm.
And he smoked his ass at 48 years old.
Shit, speaking of Deion, he motherfucking
Colorado. Show me the money.
So
what's that video called? He had the video back in the day. It's called Show Me the Money.
Yeah, I had that joke too.
I bet you did.
Show me the money. Yeah.
He had a Jerry Curl fade.
Yeah,
like him.
Yeah. Wait. It's one thing about this whole thing, though. It's not what's the name, right? Let's say he went to the black, or you went there so you start your coaching career.
There was a lot.
But the thing that he went there to do
was to have the spotlight shown
to blow up on black college.
Did he not achieve that?
No.
Did he not achieve it?
He is done.
He's done. He won. He went undefeated. He won a championship. He done. He put the spotlight for 3 years. All y'all been talking about is ABTUs. What more can he do?
Keep going. What you mean? Yeah. So now he's just going
He going to Colorado and get take that $5 million.
It's not what we talking about back then. You know what I'm saying? It's like
that $5 million a year.
I don't know. It just comes down to sometimes being
a lot of people. A lot of people.
Big scheme.
A lot of people said that they have a problem with this.
It's like, come on.
Why do you have a problem with it?
Howard or something.
Why?
Did Colorado?
Because Colorado threw $6 million at me.
Because they threw that money at him.
That ain't why you start coaching, though. That's why we was told.
He started coaching because that's where he wanted to start coaching at. And he brought up an issue.
He
brought up an issue with HBCU. He put the spotlight on him for 3 years. You watched HBCU games to watch crime. Now he's taking his talents to Colorado.
So he think that he go to Colorado that everything is solved now in HBCUs?
No, that's a long-standing problem, though. But the point was to start the movement. He started it. Now it's your turn to finish it.
Imagine if you went to that school to play football and because Deion.
They all leaving with him.
Now this nigga gone.
All don't transfer to Colorado.
All don't transfer to Colorado.
It is.
They ain't guarantee to be playing on that team.
Yeah, it is.
You get in the portal. You know, they can do that now when the kids get in the portal with another team.
Yeah, there you go. They already started.
There's a lot of that going on.
Two of his sons going in.
And then he got the red shirt.
What about his son? Is his son good enough to go somewhere else?
We're going to find out. My problem is you need a coach. He's
from Colorado. He's happening.
So what happened was he started at HBCU at Jackson State. He wanted to share the spotlight on the neglection of HBCUs, on the neglection of, you know, the NFL drafting black players from HBCUs, mm-hmm. and that they need to pretty much have some of the games with HBCUs in the mainstream. Was Division I football.
Yeah, it did.
That was the other thing.
Hold up.
But then Colorado said, hey, you go fire this guy. We already got a guy in that mind. We're going to get prime time.
There you go.
Here you go. Here's $10 million for you.
There you go. $5 million a year, you going to turn that down?
His couple million for you. You want that? Here you go. Oh, yeah, shit.
But they see the money and bring them there because
he won't bring the players they need to get better.
Bring money there by him just being there.
You know, Kyle Rogers had a lot of good talent.
Cameron was at the school he was at because he was there. You know what I'm saying? But I'd be mad as shit if I went there and played football and he leaving. I'd be mad as motherfucker.
Nah, you good. Just follow him along. But I mean, you got outrage for this, but Indianapolis can hire that coach who is a TV analyst. Didn't have no fucking experience coaching, and he got a job being the head coach, and everybody cool
like
with that.
I don't like that because
that was like, come on, man.
It's the Rooney Rule, first of all.
The Rooney Rule is a waste of fucking time.
Nah,
it is a waste of time because they're gonna get the coach they want anyway.
Nah, but the Rooney Rule don't apply to interim coach. So what they did was made him the interim coach.
Then when in season out, they just keep him at the regular.
So therefore, you don't have to do no search around for put black people in. You know what I'm saying? It's just the interim.
Yeah. Right?
So at the end, they just give him the job. So that's the way they got over this bullshit. I don't like the way they get around the Rooney Rule.
They found a loophole.
They found a lot of ways to get around
the Rooney Rule. They found the loophole.
But it's just irrelevant now.
Basically.
Well, this Jim Irsay, anyway, he's the owner of Annapolis Colts. So, I mean, him, Jerry Jones, Robert Kraft, and this fathead motherfucker here with the Commanders, this owner, Dan Snyder, they all know all the ropes and the trades of being an owner in the NFL. They've read the rule book. They know the loopholes and how to get through or how to get over.
I don't even hire no black man. You can bring one in the building. That's why some black coaches don't even go because they know it's a bunch of bullshit.
So, I love your man that was the Miami coach last year.
Uh-huh. Yeah, he's in Pittsburgh now.
Now he said
When he remember when he went to Denver, he said your man was drunk.
Yeah, they was probably.
And they told him to tank the season too.
Yeah, that too.
I believe that because
like I got my man in Houston doing, he tanking the shit out of that motherfucker, Lovie
Smith.
Yeah, he tanking that shit. They told him to do. He did
say he tanking.
He tanking it now. They was trying hard at first, but now they just tanking it.
Nah, he had too much faith in that rookie quarterback. That quarterback. That was his rookie last year, but
oh Mills,
he thought Mills can do it. That fucked his whole thing up right there.
No,
I have one level when he's here in Chicago where defense good, but he had faith in the wrong quarterbacks.
Now, see, the other thing with
Grossman and shit, but Grossman did take it to Super Bowl.
Watch your whole mouth. That defense did.
He did take it to Super Bowl.
That defense and Devin Hester did. That's about it.
Grossman played every game, bro.
I know.
He's the quarterback. He's
a game man. Super Bowl. Yeah, just like Trent Dilfer won it for Baltimore,
in fact,
right?
He ain't missed no game.
You know what I'm saying? Like Trent Dilfer won, or Brad Johnson won it for Tampa Bay that year. Stop it. Cut it out, man. Quit it. Man.
Or Joe Flacco.
Everybody keeps getting Grossman wins the Super Bowl.
Who?
I wonder where the fuck he at.
He been gone, bro.
He been gone.
Him, Wolfolds, the all ball coach.
Oh, yeah.
They all, I think they probably commentated or something.
But yeah, good move, Dion. I don't particularly think you should went to Colorado. I think you should have went to some school. You could went to somewhere where there's a lot of us are in the city. So you know, you could went to somewhere in the Big Ten.
Yeah.
You know, somewhere like that. You know, what I'm saying Illinois, it was Rutgers, something like that, man.
Yeah.
You chose to go to Colorado. I don't know. I mean, bro's gonna fuck with the snow out there.
I don't like it, bro. I don't like the fact you left the HBCU.
No, you can do that.
You ain't do it where you just all of a sudden now you're leaving.
Yeah, like, you can win a Georgia Tech, yeah, something
that
like
was, that. He suddenly just rolled out. Yeah. And you got people there that's like, just look up to you. Like
nigga, some people just signed 2 months ago to come here because you did. You came to their house and talked them into it.
No, we're going to bring you on to Colorado.
Like, come on.
You come to Colorado. I don't think you want to come to Colorado.
And now I know he got a bigger plan. He won't be an NFL coach.
Yeah.
He wasn't about HBCU.
So he fell on the hardball road. So hardball played San Diego.
HBCU was the only way he could get into coaching.
And then he went to Stanford.
So basically, what is going on, you're doing what anybody else would do. You follow the black line and then swerve and merge over to the mainstream line. Like... Jay-Z, you know, use the black dollar to get to the top.
Well, he did. He made the black shit famous. You weren't talking about no HBCU before you went there.
Exactly.
You weren't talking about no Grambling before then.
So basically,
you weren't talking about no FAMU. You weren't talking about who that nigga pushed him.
Where he going?
You know.
So
what I'm
basically,
nothing behind like shit.
So basically, like you did what everybody else do. You use the black school or the black dollar or the black something. Mm-hmm. To start you off with.
No, they used him.
They used him.
They used him. And now he just getting his due.
That school can move on now without him, really.
Yeah.
They are way above what they was before he got there.
Yeah, and I'm about to say, they can't match his money.
Who knows if
you think they would go off on $5 million a year?
Who knows?
That's like their whole athletic budget.
Yeah.
They can't offer him $5 million a year. He was taking a pay cut and giving the money back to help the school stay afloat. So you know they can't offer no money. That's why I was like, they can't be mad at him. He did them a solid. He went there and made them happy. He got them recruits. Jackson State probably won shit since the heat before when it was a lie before they won some shit before he got there.
I mean, he's off the Albertone. He just took
it. But yeah, Jackson,
all you know about was Grambling and Southern. That's it.
Grambling, Southern.
Maybe A&T.
A&T, Atlanta A&T.
Yeah.
So
yeah, you gotta get out beyond that. But yeah, good shout out beyond. I don't think you should have went to Colorado.
That's the only problem. I don't like
that. Or Utah.
Colorado was my team when I was in high school.
I bet it was because they had Westbrook
in
them.
The enemy was the running back. He's my man back then.
Nah, it was Rashad Salam.
Nah, the enemy
he won the Heisman. Somebody
Rashad Salam was too.
Yeah, and they had Michael Westbrook.
The enemy
and Cordell Stewart
was the first running back that got me started with Colorado. That was my man.
The enemy didn't come to Colorado, did he? Yeah, he did. He went there.
Yeah.
Damn, he
did. The enemy, then Rashawn Salam. Mason Basketball, Ron Salam went to my mother, went to the bed.
Yeah, he only played about 4 years. It was trash. He won the Heisman. He beat out Kajana Collins when he played, but enough, 6 years.
Yeah.
Both of the Panthers were injury prone. You know, man, you ain't watch football back then, man. Stop that, man.
You ain't no squad back then.
I knew you like Colorado Buffaloes. Coyle Stewart, that lucky ass Hail Murray pass to Michael Westbrook.
Coyle Stewart was there too, yeah.
Yeah, Michael Westbrook caught that pass, and that's how he got drafted by the Redskins.
Because my favorite college team, Colorado, Stewart and motherfucker Rashawn Slaughter went to the Bears. Stewart came in later, but.
Yeah, I was about to say. He started out with Pittsburgh, man. Slash. Man.
That's the man of show. Now, I want to appreciate everybody, man, to be tuning into our podcast, bro. You know what I'm saying? We're coming on our 30-year anniversary, right? So I guess in the next week or so, we'll have a celebration of the anniversary.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Yeah, we got planning it out.
3-year anniversary.
We got to do it right. We got to do it right.
Shouts out to Hustle Sides for sponsoring our podcast, you know? Over this coming up on 3 years now that we're on podcast and this shit been more than I expected, put it like that. It has been more work than I expected. But overall, podcast has been like a shining bright in my life, put it like that. Like, since we've been podcasting, it's been something in my life that I can go to, you know what I'm saying, even when shit is just fucked up. So I appreciate the fact that this podcast even exists, The Third Perspective, you know what I'm saying? And we've been grinding like shit, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, these last 3 years, coming up 3 years now, that we've been grinding more than any podcast ever. Ever. Put it like that. You know what I'm saying? No podcast more than us. Not one, any active one, you know what I'm saying, right now, today. And nobody in past podcast more than us. Because the most podcasters are Joe Budden and Rogan. And they do it twice a week, right? Mm-hmm.
Forever.
And other than that, it's nobody podcast more than us, bro. Period. And the fact that we grind and got to this point, man, we talk about, when I tell people we worldwide, these in other countries that it's not the same charts as America. They listen to shit that they want to listen to, period. You know what I'm saying? Without the commercials, without motherfucking the promotions, none of that, right? They just listen to podcasts, right? And some of these countries, we're in top 10 countries, in some of these countries, right? Like yesterday, in St. Kitts, we number one in music podcasts. Number one. Number one, though. Behind us is motherfucking the usual suspects, Million Dollars Worth of Game. They two. You feel me? Then the girl podcast that was on Joe Budden joint. I forgot her name. She was on Love and Hip Hop too. She do a podcast. And those joints are always in the top rankings, right? And this time that's our first time ever being ranked number one in any country, period. You feel me? This is our first time. And them two was right behind us. It's 2 and 3. You know what I'm saying? So, just that alone. And Africa, I looked on the joint today. We done moved all the way up to 23. Remember, I think a couple weeks ago, we was at 50-something. You see what I'm saying? So, I just like the fact that the podcast is moving around the world. You know what I'm saying? Our top 5 countries are like United Kingdom and shit like that. It's just crazy, bro. Let's be honest with y'all, right?
Yeah.
So it's like Spotify send stats out, right? At the end of the year and tell you what you've been doing all year, right? Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of things they sent. And I was like, what? You know what I'm saying? Like, we in the top 20% of all downloaded podcasts of music commentary, right? So out of all music commentaries, we in the top 20% of anything being downloaded. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That's crazy. 13 countries that people listen to us. That's crazy. I hope they watch y'all, but to me, that's crazy, bro. You know what I'm saying? We just average motherfucking Joes. You know what I'm saying? We got people around the world sitting somewhere and listen to this shit. You know what I'm saying? We just giving our perspective from the streets. You know what I'm saying? From average Joes working 9 to 5s. You know what I'm saying? So I just... Where we done came from, bro, I don't know. It's hard for me to, you know what I'm saying? Like, when I look up the rankings, bro, it's like, bro, we're not supposed to be, you know what I'm saying, ranked in motherfucking Canada. Like, is somebody in Canada listen to the podcast, bro? Yeah, no. That shit is crazy to me, bro. Guana.
You know?
It's like somebody sitting in Guana listening to us, bro. So,
I just like appreciate everybody that's around the world listen to our podcast. I appreciate y'all a whole lot.
Nah, sure. Yeah.
But when you look at these stats, bro, you know what I'm saying? The work paid off, put it like that. You know what I'm saying? We're not famous. We just average Joes that work 9 to 5 jobs, right? So we don't come in with a fanfare or something that already established.
You know, we ain't got assistants, you know.
So we just podcast.
My cafe au lait.
You know? So being the top 20% of downloaded podcasts for music, commentary is just crazy as fuck to me. You know what I'm saying? We got Malaysia, Philippines, New Zealand, and United Kingdom are the top countries that listen to us. Y'all seen them wild in that shit, bro?
No.
United Kingdom? Somebody, hey, what's up, bro? All my Negroes in the United Kingdom. And my ladies in New Zealand. Listen to you boys in D.C. You know what I'm saying, though? I don't know. So we're going to celebrate this, though, right?
Mm-hmm.
We went up. When they said the stats, Spotify, they said we went up 942% on streams this year, bro. 885 hours. Percent more hours than the next competitor. Do you understand that? We picked up 175% more followers.
Eat, sleep, power.
Than the next person. 484% more listeners. We picked up more listeners this year. You know what I'm saying, bro?
Yeah.
So we're going to celebrate. We're going to celebrate B. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hey, when we celebrate, they can be eating hot wings while we at. You know what I'm saying? Now,
ain't no thing but
chicken wings should be hot as ones.
Yeah. You gonna start with that? Cause ain't no thing but chicken wing.
I don't think none of them will be hotter than a chip. Yeah. I'll be telling y'all that. Now.
Yeah. Ain't none of that shit hot no more.
None of them gonna be hotter than a chip.
My taste buds numb now. I don't have no taste buds no
we
more.
We invested in this shit now, bro. You know what I'm saying? Anybody know? We took a shot at these chips while we was at it. You know what I'm saying? Certain milestones. We took a shot of these chips.
They say he's scared of that blue joint.
Blue joint. All that shit's the same, man.
They say, only fan Jay say he's scared of that blue joint.
Tony smashed that joint, though. Check that joint on the roof. He ate
that joint. He ate it. Then y'all went off. He ate it. You ran off the track.
Sure.
Yeah, he went live for too long.
Y'all gonna die for sure.
It's all good. As long as he got the, you know, temper that high heat.
Yeah, it was hot as fuck. Mm-hmm. I can see him now. I said, "You 10 more seconds, bro. You gonna die."
And ladies,
you know what I'm saying? Like, as soon as 10 more seconds went up, he's almost about to die. I would tell you, take a few seconds. You know what I'm saying?
Do.
When they come, they come, bro. That nigga's over there dying with blue mouth. Speaking of Blueface did a little stream the other day. One of the diamonds that do gaming.
Yeah.
Y'all see that shit?
No,
it's funny as shit because Charlie ain't with him, right?
Christian, bro.
She done broke the nigga chair. She put a hole in the nigga wall. It's funny as shit, bro.
She blacked both his
ass. The main man that do the game, he got braids or something. He was sitting like, bro, nah. when y'all leave?
Yeah, basically, you fucking up, bro. I'm trying to get there. I'm trying to stream, bro.
It was funny. Hey, check that joint out, bro. I don't know the name of the nigga that was streaming, but.
Speaking of that.
Y'all check out Blueface.
She
won't come up.
Of course, they had another video. She had put a video out how she blacked both his eyes. And the club that Blueface that shot the Batman, they said they willing to testify.
Yeah. There's a lot going on. I don't think he's gonna get out on time soon, bro.
I don't think he's gonna be good on this one.
She might be fucked. They got a little show coming out on Zeus Network. Because
the club, what happened was the owners and the ladies, right, they had came out with a statement. It was like, yeah, he did that shit. That dude ain't do nothing to him. He came out with a gun and shot at him. Meanwhile, my business is shut down because of your stupid ass.
They mad as shit.
Yeah. And they mad as shit. Like, we're a minority. Well, the statement basically is like, we're a minority business establishment, and a black man is got of our own It wasn't the white man, a black man of our own, and shut down our own establishment. Thank you very much. That's basically how they put it. Thank you very much, black man, for shutting us down.
But yeah, her and them two got a little show coming out with a reality show. They would have blew up though. I just don't think he's coming out no time soon, bro. Because the evidence is on the video itself puts him in jail. Whether it keeps him there forever or not, you know what I'm saying? I don't know.
And then they got a real strict gun law in Nevada.
He was in Nevada with that shit too, so we don't know how that's gonna fall out. Now she just walk around with a no tooth and a fucking tattoo of a nigga that's fucking around and be locked up. Turned her life upside down, bro.
Got the club turning.
What that reality show with them two gonna be like that?
On a Tuesday.
And then they have the thing they call the blue X.
Yeah, we're gonna celebrate big time the third respective 30th anniversary, baby.
And then when you use the gum job, you ain't gotta use the cherry pie for the cherry pie. You can mix it up. Shit. Man, I think you use the cherry pie in the Starbucks.
Nah, damn. You use the strawberry on top of the cherry pie.
Check me out, Real Gamer 82. You know what I'm saying? I be streaming out here, you know. Got that new Xbox. We got a new Madden out there. So you can watch. Show y'all how this goes. Your man, Rap Skid.
Archie Boys. Third respect, baby.
They gonna make you buy the bundle. That's why they ain't that shit for like six.
That's why it's good. I keep telling
you. Yeah, I know. Yeah, you tripping.
That's why I like that. Yeah,
that's why I sweet. I got that new jump. That jump just like a pizza trap.
You want PS5?
Oh, yeah. But they want you to buy the bundle. They want you to spend about 12.
March 14th,
let me go. That's